Welcome to the Royal Palace of Madrid, the largest functioning royal palace in Western Europe, with over 3,000 rooms spread across 135,000 square meters. You're about to walk through one of the great palace museums of the continent, so let me set the scene before you step inside. On Christmas Eve, 1734, fire tore through the old Alcazar of Madrid, the rambling Habsburg fortress that had stood on this hill for centuries. Hundreds of paintings burned. Philip V, the first Bourbon king of Spain and a grandson of Francis Louis XIV, saw an opportunity in the ashes. He would replace the medieval pile with a palace to rival Versailles. What rose here is Italian Baroque in white limestone and granite, deliberately fireproof, no major timber in its structure. Philip didn't live to see it finished. His son, Charles III, moved in 1764. Inside, make for the throne room. Look up. That ceiling is Giambattista Tiepolo's apotheosis of the Spanish monarchy, painted in the 1760s by the greatest fresco artist of the age, who came to Madrid in his 60s and died here. The room still holds its original red velvet, its rococo mirrors, and the gilded thrones, a stage for the monarchy at its most theatrical. From there, the state apartments unfold, the Gasparini room with its dazzling stucco and silk, the Hall of Mirrors, the royal chapel beneath its frescoed dome, and the porcelain room, its walls entirely sheathed in glazed ceramic. Hung throughout are works by Caravaggio, Velázquez, Goya, and Mengs, a royal collection in its original setting. Don't miss the two specialist collections. The royal armory is one of the finest in the world. Here is the parade armor of the Emperor Charles V, the suits he wore for ceremony and for battle, alongside weapons and horse trappings spanning 500 years. And in the royal pharmacy, rows of labeled jars and distilling apparatus survive from the days when the court mixed its own remedies. One treasure to seek out. The palace holds a set of decorated Stradivarius instruments, the Palatine Stradivari, a matched royal string quartet of violins, viola and cello, carved and inlaid for the Spanish crown. Few collections like it survive anywhere. When you step back out onto the Plaza de la Armería, look across to Almudena Cathedral facing the palace, and below to the gardens, the Sabatini Gardens to the north, the green sweep of the Campo del Moro to the west. And next door, the Gallery of the Royal Collections, opened in 2023, gathers the finest of the crown's treasures in one modern museum. Take your time. This was a palace built to impress, and it still does. Enjoy your visit.